More than 60 people were killed last night after a nightclub in West Warwick, Rhode Island, burst into flames during a pyrotechnics display. Martha Biebinger is with member station WRNI in Providence. How did this fire break out?
The band Great White, Bob, apparently started some sparklers, or some sort of floor-based cone fireworks that shot white sparks, witnesses described, into the air that caught soundproofing, some sort of foam in the ceiling. The fire spread across the back of the stage. Initially, some members of the audience thought that this was part of the act, but as it quickly engulfed the club, there was panic. People ran for the front door mostly. It was the most obvious exit. Some of the dead appear to have been trampled as they tried to get out. Some were overcome by smoke and flames.
Do you know if the band had permission to use such sparklers?
Well, I know that some members of the band say that they do. I know the manager of the club told me that the use of the pyrotechnics, the sparklers, whatever they were a surprise. And the state fire marshal's office here, with whom the band would have had to file the permit, did not have one on file, and they had not made any prior arrangements with the town of West Warwick either for the use of fireworks.
Obviously, this was a very fast-moving fire.
Very fast-moving. This is a small, low wooden structure, several decades old. Several witnesses say that even if there had been 10 doors in the building, that everyone wouldn't have got out on time. There were apparently at least three exits, but the most obvious one was the front door, and that's where most of the between 200 and 300 people in the club headed.
You didn't have a case of locked exits as you did in earlier incidents.
There is no indication of that at this time. I do know of at least three people who went out through a stage door, which was near the stage. There was apparently another back door, more of a service entrance or exit that most of the patrons wouldn't have known about. And the front doors were working. They just couldn't accommodate the volume of people who were trying to flee the fire.
Are there people unaccounted for, people that might have been trapped inside?
Oh, yes. As you mentioned, the count is still growing. We see them taking out body bags at this point every 10 minutes or so. In the early morning hours, there were families standing around who had no evidence about the whereabouts of their loved ones, except that their cars were still in the parking lot. They were not registered at any of the hospitals. They had not phoned or called in the families. So there's still a lot of uncertainty about the fate of many of the people.
Are there enough hospitals equipped to handle the number of burn victims there?
Well, no. At least half a dozen have been sent out of state via helicopter. One EMT who was on the scene during the first call said that the hospitals in Rhode Island filled up within 20 minutes. There were reports of ambulances taking 4 and 5 patients at a time, of police loading the injured onto buses and taking them to hospitals via police escort. At this point, we believe that most people are receiving the appropriate treatment, but we don't know what kind of delay there was in receiving that, just with the jam of what we believe was 164 people needing treatment immediately.
Martha Biebinger, a member station WRNI in Providence, Rhode Island.